Hour of recess has expired. Missouri Senate is back in session. Senator from Phelps.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 751 be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Phelps. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is for the body. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the recognition. We spent the last little bit talking about mostly the negatives of the bill, and I asked for some positives. We had a recess. I talked to the bill sponsor and some others about the provisions of the bill. It has been scaled back from a prior substitute, and we've gotten back to the original bill. And I know that small pharmacies in Missouri are hurting. They're likely in most districts that we have across the state. And we've got to stop the onslaught of Big Pharma putting their thumb screws down on not just businesses, which they are businesses, but the care for residents in Missouri, and especially those who are of lower income. I've been told that if and when this bill is signed into law, there could be nearly immediate results. When we say immediate, we got to think of the legislature in mind, where we do things slow. And even if it's a slower pace, if we see some relief for these folks and allow the pharmacies also to help those who really need help, then I think that'll be a win. So I'm resigned to allow that to happen, because there's enough adverse pressure today that something has to give. And I'm hoping that's right. I'm hoping this is the right thing to do. Would you allow me, Mr. President, to briefly inquire the Senator from Cass?
Senator from Cass, do you yield to inquire from Senator from Lawrence?
I do.
Please proceed.
Senator, you were in the discussion we had briefly and heard some of the comments that were made, and you also made a comment that I thought was interesting and also prudent to this conversation.
Yep.
Would you like to reiterate your concerns and thoughts about that?
Yeah, so I know the Senator from the 16th, he's really scaled this back, and this is a very, I'm not gonna beat a dead horse, this is a very convoluted subject matter where from both sides give great arguments as to why this is or isn't a good bill, and really did lead to a lot of confusion.
They certainly do, and it does.
I'm not an MD, I'm not a pharmacist in how this stuff operates, but I did have information brought to me about illegal immigration and the access to this health care. I know the substitute I was reading, like as it was getting ready to be brought before, had a provision that would have prohibited access to that, but it was removed from that substitute at the last minute due to, well, I guess the federal government strictly prohibits asking those sorts of questions. But I just wanted to briefly kind of go over the cost of illegal immigration, and this is numbers as of 2017. This isn't including the 8 million, 9 million people that have literally invaded our border. The cost of $116 billion a year is the financial impact that illegal immigration has on taxpayers. Just in Missouri, the average Missourian pays per illegal immigrant in our state is $4,415. There's an estimated, again, 2017 numbers, 62,000 illegal immigrants live in Missouri. That can exponentially be even more thrown onto our system. And to think of the detriment, the increased cost of care, the capability to get care for people who have paid year after year after year and are citizens and pay taxes, are having to pay into that system. And I was going to re-offer that amendment to this bill, because I do think that we need to draw a line in the sand as the state of Missouri to say we're no longer going to fund this. But unfortunately, just due to how things transpired and the way that it went, I was not able to actually even stand to be recognized, because I knew you were going to speak, and because of everything that occurred, but I'm going to go ahead and we know where it's at. It's already passed the amendment process, but I wanted to at least bring that up, that is something that I think this body has to address and do everything within its power to limit the capability for taxpayer dollars and funding to be going towards people who have knowingly broke our laws and are coming here and are literally sucking us dry on our tax revenue, while people at home and the elderly are suffering because they can't afford prescriptions that they should be able to get. Or it's not even accessible because all those prescriptions are gone because they've been taken. So I look forward to continue to have this conversation. I appreciate the floor leader, the bill sponsor, and several others, and yourself kind of discussing this through to at least to where allowing this through the process, I hope that what I've been told that I'm they're right and that it will lead to cost savings.
It's one of those trust but verify.
That's right.
Right now I'm trusting, as it sounds like you are too.
Yep.
And I'm hopeful that what is intended actually does occur.
Yeah. So, well, thank you for the inquiry, for at least being able to speak, because I was, like you, kind of frustrated that it went so fast that we weren't able to speak. So.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, thank you.
Senior Senator desire to be heard on the motion from the Senator Phelps. Senator, the 22nd.
Can I seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest?
Hearing no objection, please proceed.
My new friend Malachi Smith is here today visiting with one of his family members, and I just wanted to have unanimous consent to greet him and then also to make him page for a day without compensation.
He will be made page for a day, and let us welcome the guest December 22nd. Welcome to the Senate, young man. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from Phelps is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator Phelps moves that Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 751 be declared perfected and order printed. As many of those opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is declared perfected and ordered printed. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, I move the Senate go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be House bills on second reading. Senator from Boone.
House Bill 2657.
House Bill 2657, an act relating to private pension taxation.
Economic Development Tax Policy House Committee substitutes for House Bills 2710 and 2681.
House Committee substitute for House Bills 2710 and 2681, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for certain nuclear facilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment House Committee substitute for House Bill 2756.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 2756, an act relating to the Property Assessment Clean Energy Act.
Insurance and Banking, House Joint Resolution Number 132.
House Joint Resolution 132, a joint resolution relating to certain sexual offenses involving children.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2413.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2413, an act relating to health care.
Emerging Issues, House Bill 1995.
House Bill 1995, an act relating to small wireless facilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2599.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2599, an act relating to transactions involving secure identity verification with penalty provisions.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, House Bill 2670.
House Bill 2670, an act relating to signage on public boat ramps.
Progress and Development, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2763.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2763, an act relating to pesticides.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2797.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2797, an act relating to memorial designations on highways and bridges.
Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1564.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1564, an act relating to local taxation.
Local Government Elections, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2700.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2700, an act relating to criminal proceedings with penalty provisions.
Judiciary Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 69.
House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 69, a joint resolution relating to term limits for members of the General Assembly.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics.
Senator from Shelby. Senator from Boone.
President, would you please refer House Bill 2142 and House Bill 1516 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight, refers Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 37 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, and Senate Bill 1388 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
Those shall be referred. Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, could you see if there are messages from the House, and if so, could they be read?
There are messages from the House. Mr. Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute Number 2 for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2634 with emergency clause defeated. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute Number 4 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83, an act relating to constitutional amendments. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2688, an act relating to human trafficking with penalty provisions, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, I move the Senate go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I'll be making a recess motion for about 15 minutes so that we can get a report back from the Rules Committee and get it submitted. So we will recess for till about 12:35 today.
Announcements. Senator from Shelby.
President, the Senate will stand in recess for 15 minutes. I move the Senate recess for 15 minutes.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from Shelby. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Missouri Senate will stand in recess for 15 minutes.